finally, a win. What does that feel like?
Oh, it's brilliant. I mean, I missed the last 10 minutes to do a concussion test at the end, but then the boys stuck it out all the way through, and it was a lot better performance than that. I think, you know, we nailed them, and that's a massive thing for us, to be able to keep teams out. And I think our defence, you know, really showed what we're about today.
Yeah, great determination. It looked like you came off holding your cheek or your jaw. You've got a bit of a black eye.
Yeah,
are you all right?
Yeah, I'm fine. It's throbbing a bit, but passed the concussion test. So, yeah, everything's all good, and hopefully I'll be ready to go again next week.
Great reception from the fans at the end. You know, they've stuck with you through everything, haven't they? You must be delighted for them as well as yourself.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, yeah, it's definitely got to be hard. You know, we've won everything last year, and coming into this year, and we've got 6 or 7 games you haven't won in a row, and it's looking at pretty dark times. But, you know, at training, we've not been negative, you know, we've been positive, we've been looking forward, been looking at the good stuff that we can do. We've tweaked a few systems, and that's really helped us indeed. And going forward from here, we hope we can get a few more wins.
And obviously, you had the highest score in the try in the grand final. You've experienced a bit of a low this year with the team. As a unit, you seem very strong with all the boys.
Oh, yeah, definitely. I think that's what you've got to do. You can't, as soon as you're not a team anymore, then that's it, it's over. And that's what we've talked about since day one. You know, we had a tough start to the season, losing a few games. We just said, look, we've got to stick together as a team, and it will turn around eventually. We keep working hard, you know, hard work pays off, and we know this is only one win, so we can't get carried away, and we've got to go again next week and the week after and keep grinding out, and hopefully we can back up this performance.
Even, you know, it seems a million miles away, doesn't it, the top eight, but I guess until it's mathematically impossible, you've just got to keep going and turning up and winning, haven't you?
Oh yeah, exactly. And we're not even focusing on points at the moment. We're just literally getting that win. So when it comes to, you know, the cut off point, we are ready and we're raring to go, and we're performing the best we have been all season, you know, at that stage.
And what about yourself? Getting more game time? Are you enjoying it? How do you feel? Are you getting on?
Yeah, I'm really enjoying it. I mean, I've definitely learned a lot more this year than I did last year. And you know, it's strange because we haven't won many games. I think I played in 2 wins maybe. Oh, well, 3 now. But yeah, learning way more, and I've played more games this year than I did all the last season. So yeah, for me, it's really good. It'd be nice to be winning more games, but it's a learning curve, and this has put me in good stead for the future.
Are you getting the game time you thought you'd get this year?
No, to be honest, I thought I'd be a dual reg at Fev quite a bit, and you know, I haven't even had one training session down there so far. Which, you know, I'm sure if I'd gone to Fev, it would have been great for my learning as well. But it's real good. This is where you want to be. I'm at Leeds Rhinos, one of the best teams in the country, if not the best, and you want to be in the first team putting on that shirt and doing the fans proud.